Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imanc.org for Monday, January 11th, 2016. Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians leave a child and a youth injured in two separate attacks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and seriously wounded on Monday morning a young Palestinian man allegedly after attempting to stab Israeli soldiers near the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. The incident took place near the Harmesh Israeli colony illegally built on Palestinian lands north of the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. The wounded Palestinian, identified as Ziad Maher Muhammad Al-Ashkar, is from Saida village near Tul Karim. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers shot and injured a Palestinian child with a live round in the village of Hizma, north of Jerusalem, under the pretext of hurling stones at a bus carrying Israeli settlers. According to witnesses from the village, a 12-year-old Kosai Nimer sustained injuries after being targeted with a bullet in his lower body. He was transferred to Ein Kerem Israeli Hospital and is currently being detained by the Israeli army. In other news, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped late at night and Monday at dawn at least 21 Palestinians in military invasions targeting various communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank. Moreover, Palestinian journalist Mohammed Al-Kik has fallen into a coma after entering his 48th day of hunger strike, family sources revealed. Al-Kik is protesting his detention by the Israeli army and ill treatment by his captives. Meanwhile, the Israeli authorities on Monday issued administrative detention orders against 34 Palestinian detainees, said the Palestinian Prisoner Society. Elsewhere, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Monday morning on a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters close to Beit Lahia shore in the northern part of the coastal region. The Navy fired live rounds on fishing boats, forcing the fishers to go back to shore. No injuries were reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, January 11th, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Jordi Shmawi. I'm me, Ghassan Bannoura.